Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joey Demento is between a rock and a hard place. Between a rock and a bigger rock, I like to say. Extend the timeline to get Americans out of Afghanistan and he looks bad. Don't extend it and he looks bad. Because if he doesn't extend it, he's going to leave thousands of people behind and he will be a bigger killer than Killer Cuomo. Now, he's made his decision, right? But the man who is a pathological liar and makes decisions on political expediency, can you believe him? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Where are the Republicans in kicking this dead horse? Oh, Kevin, you're not supposed to kick a dead horse. Yeah, why not? He's dead. I keep thinking every day I get up in the morning and I go, I want to stop discussing Afghanistan. Because, frankly, it's boring. There's so many other things happening in the United States that are offensive to our sensibilities as a nation that, you know, how do you cover it all? But you can't stop talking about Afghanistan because Team Demento pours gasoline on the fire. The situation in Afghanistan, folks, is far worse than most people imagine. Again, welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give us a ring, give us a call. We're going to be fighting the Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terror groups whose names we won't be able to pronounce until, you know, we've heard them 1,000 times. But we're going to be fighting these people for 100 years unless we get real leadership back in the White House. And when I talk to Republicans and I say, why aren't you kicking the dead horse? Here's my question to you. Where are the screams? Trump would never have let this happen. Whether you like Donald Trump or not is arbitrary. What I can tell you is he would not have let this happen. Everybody knows it. You don't have to sell that. As we say in sales, tell it. Don't sell it. You don't have to sell that. Donald Trump would be over there whooping Taliban booty, and there's no question in anybody's mind. This wouldn't happen under Trump. 80 million people voted for this man, voted for Donald Trump. Half of that voted for Biden. But 80 million people, the cacophony of us all saying, you know what? You wouldn't have this public sodomy of the American military and Joe Biden and team if you had a real leader sitting in the White House. I don't care whether you like him or not. I could say the same thing of FDR. I can't stand that racist Democrat, but he wouldn't let this happen. JFK wouldn't let this happen. We have to go to the likes of Jimmy Carter, Baby Black Jesus, Barack Obama, or Captain Bungle, Joe Biden, before you get to people that are that level of incompetence. This is pathetic. Wow. Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you something. You could get a group of fifth graders together and you say, okay, look, we got to get a bunch of people out of a country because we promised to leave. And I want to know what you would do. And you give them a scenario. I'll put it to you this way. Me and Dale, one of my good buddies, we were together in the fifth grade. We used to do sign language to keep the teacher from, when she said, y'all can't talk, we'd do sign language and it would just irritate the heck out of her. Dale and I, we could have figured out an extraction that would have gotten no people killed or hurt or whatever. If you'd given us the scenario that Joe Biden has and this demented clown can't, I mean, what? Look, if you were planning on how to screw up an evacuation, you couldn't do it better than Joe Biden did it. if you were planning it, if you say, you know what, how could we make this the worst possible evacuation in the history of man, reminiscent of Saigon? No, no, no. You know what? Let's make it worse than Saigon. You couldn't do it if I put a gun to your head and Joey Demento figured out how to do it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, kick that dead horse. I think it moved. I think it's moving. Kick it. This is your opportunity to say to everybody who essentially supported that coup, how you like me now? That's what you, this is your opportunity. Let me tell you something. We warned this country. We warned the Democrats. We warned all of them that sat back there smugly as they tried to make us believe that Joe Biden, brain dead, three brain surgeries. You know, I can give you a lot of history about him. Hunter Biden's dad. This guy was competent to run this country. We told you he couldn't. And I'm going to rub it in the face of these leftists. Look, this is well beyond politics. Well beyond politics. People's lives are at stake. The fate of the world rests in how strong the United States is. It's that simple. And, you know, the Democrats see it as a game. Oh, we win. Woohoo, we got our guy in. Let's go out and let's reinstate Obamacare. And let's talk about global climate change. And let's bring a bunch of illegals in, you know, because that doesn't matter. Oh, and let's propagate the lie of the scamdemic. I met some guys the other day when I was hitting golf balls. And we were talking about, I was giving them the situation. I said, just explain to me this. Explain to me how you have 73 million kids in America. You've had less than 400 who've died of the Wu flu, and you want to come out with a vaccination for kids. 383 kids. It could, like I said, under, let me be safe, under 500 kids of 73 million have died from the Wu flu, and you want to convince me they need a shot? I talked about it the other day. Three times that many have died from suicide. Can you make a shot for that? How many others have died from drug overdoses, opioid use, a host of other reasons, natural causes? But they want to come out with a virus and tell, oh, Lord, the sky's falling. You better give them a shot or they're all going to die. 300 and something have died. That's when I know. You are not giving me the information. And let me tell you something. You can bet this administration, which is made up of run by a pathological liar. I don't have to tell you about Biden's lies. They're lying to you some more. We'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Say to anybody supporting Biden, supporting Democrats, how dare you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How dare you? You've got nothing but killers on your hand, blood on your hands. You've got Hillary Clinton, who left people to die in Benghazi. What difference does it make? You got Cuomo, Mr. Groper, the love gov, who's out there groping women and bragging about himself being a love gov, killing old people in nursing homes with a virus that targets old people, shutting down the economy of one of the largest cities in America over a ruse, and now he's gone, right? You've got Weinstein, who's in Hollywood groping women and probably has a picture with every notable Democrat on the planet. You can't find a Republican near that clown. You got Jeffrey Epstein, who's flying the most powerful people in the world to his private island where he's molesting God knows who, pelicans and iguanas as well. Who knows what you get there? And all owned by the Democrats, all owned by leftists, and they want to talk to you about purity. Oh, yeah, we are all the people, we're the greatest people, and we're going to save the spotted owls and the whales and a bunch of other stuff. We're going to save the forest and blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's right. California's burning right now. Have you heard about these fires? You don't want to know something? It happens every year. California has fire season because they won't let them deforest and replant good trees, so they just try to burn the place down every year. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you will support us because we deliver it here. Unadulterated, unmitigated news that quite frankly is based on my ideas, but I'm not going to tell you any lies. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. If you agree with me, great. If you don't, we can debate it. 844-551-8255. Happy to debate you. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Bob, my buddy out of Florida, sends me the Sinatra movie to watch. A legitimate movie. I don't want no bootleg here. Sends me the movie to watch. Absolutely phenomenal movie about old Blue Eyes. And talked to Bob for, 30 minutes the other day, just rehashing it. Great film made by, I don't know if it was his daughter, Tina. But I did watch it, Bob, as you know. And I didn't get the cliff notes. I actually watched it. Anyway, back to us talking about these knuckleheads, leftists, who have put a demented clown, a fool, in charge. When you put a pathological liar, folks, a lying puppet in office, you get not only him, but you get his baggage. And that's what Democrats did. In a coup against you, 80 million people plus who voted for Donald Trump. And look, I don't care. I can tell you this. There are people who voted for Trump who are not Trumpsters. They voted for the right guy. And elections have consequences. And Democrats, this is your consequence. These are your chickens coming home to roost. You have the blood of Afghanistan on your hands. And worse than that, you have, well, I don't know if it's worse than that, but you have the embarrassment of us. We dominated there for 20 years. It isn't like we went there and we were getting our butts kicked. We dominated. And we brought a level of civility to the world in Afghanistan. Women going to school. You know what women in Afghanistan are doing right now? Hey, me too. Is this thing on? You know what women in Afghanistan were doing over the last two decades? Going to school, running businesses, getting into the mainstream. You know what they're doing now? They're burning any remnants of the two decades of American occupation. They're burning their books. They're burning any records that show that they did anything. And they're going to don the burqas or whatever they call the hijabs, the hajibs, the GBGBs. They're donning all that back again because they now live in a third world crap hole. And anybody that's traveled to these parts of the world, as I have, you know they are third world crap holes. Trump got it right.
Now, a classified cable from the U.S. Embassy has revealed there was intelligence that Afghanistan could quickly cave to the Taliban despite the president's protests to the contrary. The international community is also turning its outrage on Biden, with one European leader calling his blunder, quote, the greatest debacle in the history of NATO. Here's Jennifer Wishon with more.
As many as 15,000 Americans and tens of thousands more Afghans who helped the U.S. military remain on the ground in Afghanistan, desperate to escape the Taliban. U.S. troops have restored some order inside the airport, but outside, panic. panic continues. Reports that at least 12 people have been killed this week due to gunfire or stampede as the Taliban blocks people, even some Americans with passports, from getting through checkpoints. President Biden says no matter when U.S. troops withdrew, chaos was sure to follow.
Getting out would be messy no matter when it occurred.
But a classified cable from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to Secretary Blinken July 13th warned of the Taliban's swift gains and the collapse of the Afghan military and called for speeding up evacuations. Now the president faces criticism from America's NATO allies. This is the greatest debacle that NATO has seen since its foundation, and it is an epical change we are facing, said Armin Laschet, who's expected to become the next German chancellor. In Britain, members of parliament united to hold President Biden in contempt, accusing him of throwing the UK and everybody else into the fire, in a move they fear will embolden Russia and China.
Like many veterans, this last week has been one that has seen me struggle through anger and grief and rage, the feeling of abandonment of not just a country, but the sacrifice that my friends made.
And now America's European allies are looking inward, frustrated with Biden's unilateral move, they say damaged and humiliated NATO.
We can set out a vision, clearly articulated, for reinvigorating our European NATO partners to make sure that we are not dependent on a single ally, on the decision of a single leader.
And this afternoon, President Biden is set to update Americans on evacuation efforts. Jennifer Wishon, CBN News.
Those are the strongest words used. Abandonment. Europe is frustrated with Biden. They said he's damaged and humiliated NATO. There's no argument there. No argument whatsoever. NATO has got to be looked at like, who cares? And you can tell it was unilaterally done. The Brits say we are not going to be dependent on a single ally. Nobody's ever said that about the United States. Everybody said America's big brother, we can count on him. We're not going to be dependent upon a single leader. Well, when you spot a leader, Mr. UK, let us know, because Joe Biden isn't one. Folks, we're just getting started. This is what happens when you put a pathological liar in office. You get lies. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense says it has evacuated more than 19,000 people from Afghanistan within the last 24 hours. Army Major General Hank Taylor saying their mission remains unchanged, which is to get as many evacuees out as quickly as possible until President Biden gives direction otherwise. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, slams President Biden for not doing his job.
He turned his back on our own citizens stranded in Afghanistan. He turned our back on our allies and partners. He has turned his back on his duties as a commander-in-chief.
Flags at Tennessee Capitol are lowered to half staff to honor the victims of the catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. At least 18 people have died in a historic rain and flood event over the weekend. The search for more possible victims and the cleanup continues. USA Radio News. On Tuesday, the House approved the $3.5 trillion budget blueprint and locked in a September vote on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, ending a standoff among Democrats. The $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill passing in the House with no Republican support. And Republican Congressman Jason Smith tells CNBC spending is out of control in Washington, D.C.
And this budget resolution spends $68 trillion over the next 10 years. That's within the budget resolution. That is the highest spending in the history of the United States. If you count the spending that the Democrats started since they took over Congress in 2019, combined with Bernie's budget proposal here, that is more spending than all of taxes that have ever been collected in the history of the United States.
A torn hamstring forcing six-time U.S. Open champion Serena Williams to withdraw from Wimbledon. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And Pat, the president has pledged to keep U.S. troops on the ground in Afghanistan until every single American is evacuated.
Jennifer, there are reports of Afghans rising up in protest to the Taliban. Can you tell me what's happening on the ground?
Sure. You know, ironically, Pat, yesterday was Afghanistan Independence Day. And so you saw pockets of Afghans waving their flag and protesting this takeover by the Taliban. They say the Taliban does not represent them. They, unfortunately, were quickly dispersed with gun-wielding members of the Taliban. And this is where we are. We have the Afghan people in a matter of days have gone from freedom to living in fear. We know that women who have enjoyed freedom, who have been going to school, who have been holding jobs, are now burning evidence of all of that. We have reports of women who say that young girls, they and their friends are prepared to kill themselves if the Taliban comes to their doors and tries to take them away because they think death would be much better than anything they could experience at the hands of the Taliban. Men also burning any evidence that they worked alongside the U.S. And here's the problem. You know, yesterday the president made it sound like the Taliban was giving safe passage to Americans and their allies. That is not the case. The Taliban is manning these checkpoints as people try to go to the airport. They're manning them with guns. And so you have Americans who are having a hard time getting through, even if they have an American passport. You have America's allies who need to get to the airport, but they're afraid to show the Taliban evidence that they worked with the U.S. And so it's just a debacle. It's going to be take a miracle to get all the Americans and all of the allies out in a timely manner. And, Pat, I can't help but think it sure would be helpful if America still had control of Bagram Air Base.
That was a report from CBN. Pat Robertson and his various reporter. Biden's going to keep troops on the ground until all Americans are gone. And we just got the announcement that Biden is going to extend the deadline. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He's extending the deadline. And the Taliban said, don't you do it. Don't you do it. So what's that mean? Oh, my goodness. He's probably going to have to send more troops back. In other words, He's going to have to undo everything he's already done, which is going to cost us billions of dollars. Welcome back again. Welcome back to Demented Land, Bizarro World, as I like to call it. Joe Biden in charge. I just want you to let a crackhead run to GM. Do you think the stockholders would say, hey, listen, let's have Hunter Biden come run our company? We've got Hunter Biden's dad. The old apple didn't fall too far from the tree. And for those of you out there, Kevin, you're being critical because he's a Democrat. No, I'm not. I'm being critical because Joe Biden is a pathological liar that has accomplished absolutely nothing in his miserable life. And the Democrats decided to reward this guy by stealing an election. And you're not even supposed to mention it because then they won't let your radio show get out, or they won't let your social media grow, or they'll kick you off of Facebook and Twitter, which has all happened to me. But you know what? I'm still going to tell you the truth. Did you hear the brouhaha over Jen Psaki? She gets asked a question by Peter Ducey. A very simple question, a legitimate question. Does the president have a sense that most of the criticism is not of leaving Afghanistan, it's the way he has ordered it to happen, by pulling troops before getting these Americans who are now stranded? Does he have a sense of that? Now, I want to play the clip, but here's what I want you to understand. If you are somewhere and you can't get out, what is that definition? Say you go on vacation and they say, you know what, we can't let you leave because of this scamdemic of Wu flu. We're going to have to keep you here for a while. What are you by definition? Are you stranded? Has your car broken down on the side of the road and you don't have cell service, or there's hardly anybody there? Are you stranded at least for a little while? Why are we parsing the names, the definitions of words? But that's what Biden's team does, because that's what incompetent people do. And here's the exchange between Peter Ducey and Jen Psaki.
But does the president have a sense that most of the criticism is not of leaving Afghanistan, it's the way that he has ordered it to happen, by pulling the troops before getting these Americans who are now stranded? Does he have a sense of that?
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no Americans stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan, right?
I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan when we have been very clear that we are not leaving Americans who want to return home. We are going to bring them home. And I think that's important for the American public to hear and understand.
See, that's when you know that you're not dealing with people who are dealing in truth. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Americans are stranded. You may go get them, but currently they're stranded. See, that's politics. She can't even admit they're Americans stranded. And it's quite frankly, it's irresponsible of her to say that Americans are not stranded. Here's an NBC News report. It's a couple minutes. I want you to just hear what they're saying about the situation. I could talk for 2 hours on what just Biden says, because nothing this man has said has come true. Nothing. Well, we hope we don't have to extend beyond the deadline. You did. We hope we don't have to bring in more troops. You will. You get what I'm saying? Wait till you hear this. But listen to what NBC says about the Americans that are in Kabul.
President Biden conceding the evacuation from Kabul has been hard and painful.
We have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
Acknowledging military discussions on whether to stay beyond the August 31st deadline.
Our hope is we will not have to extend.
And expanding the safe zone around the airport.
The security environment is changing rapidly.
As the situation outside the airfield continues to deteriorate. A State Department memo obtained by NBC News revealing that 150 unauthorized individuals rushed through the gates whenever they're opened. Senior officials concerned over a possible attack on crowds from ISIS.
The threat is real, it is acute, it is persistent,
and it is something that we are focused on with every tool in our arsenal.
There are still at least several thousand Americans stranded in Afghanistan. The White House not ruling out sending additional forces to help, with the president seeking daily input from his military commanders on the possibility of more troops.
So far, the answer has been no, but he will ask again today.
In a 30-hour period this weekend, the U.S. military helped airlift 11,000 people from Kabul. The Biden administration negotiating agreements with two dozen countries on four continents to serve as transit points. Military planes touching down regularly at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. The Pentagon activating emergency use of 18 commercial aircraft to fly evacuees from third-party countries to America, saying it won't impact U.S. flights. Once refugees arrive, many will be temporarily housed at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia, before being transported to Army bases across the country.
And Monica's with us now. Monica, local staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul say they're losing faith in the U.S. government. What can you tell us?
Those employees say they're, quote, deeply disheartened by what they've seen on the ground, writing in a cable to the State Department about their harrowing experiences trying to get to the Kabul airport, one saying it would be better to die under the Taliban's bullet than face those crowds again.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. No hyperbole from me. That was NBC. By the way, they used the word stranded. Several thousand Americans stranded. See, that's the thing about pragmatic conservatives. We look at the words and we go, they are stranded. If I were president of the United States, I'd say, yeah, we definitely have to go get our stranded Americans. Why can't you say that? Why can't you say something so simple and direct? You want to know why? Because you're a pathological liar, Joe Biden. Because you're a pathological liar, Jen Psaki. These are people that don't want to tell you the truth. They don't want to give you the real statistics on people dying who've died from Wu flu. They don't want to give you the real truth about Russian collusion. They definitely don't want to tell you anything about Hunter Biden. They don't want to dig into Fast and Furious. They don't want to dig into Benghazi. They don't want to talk about the IRS targeting conservatives. They don't want to talk about masks don't help you. And I could go on. It's a pack of lies. Oh, the polls show Joe Biden dropped from 53% approval to 46% approval. On what freaking planet? Joe Biden has never had anywhere close to 50% approval, not even within the Democratic Party. Get out of here, man. Stop feeding us a bunch of lies. How about you just deal in truth? How about you admit, you know what? We screwed up. We put Captain Demento in charge, and he did exactly what the Republicans and conservatives said he would do. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not.
There are still at least several thousand Americans stranded in Afghanistan. The White House not ruling out sending additional forces to help.
Welcome back to that same old place that you left. Oh, man. The more things change, the more they remain the same when it comes to Joey Demento's administration. Wow. Welcome back. No, they're not stranded. We're going to get them. By the way, I don't know if you caught this. She says, we're going to get every American out who wants to get out. Did you catch that little bit that Psaki said? Redo that part.
They're not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
Did you hear that? She said it twice. Any American who wants to return home. Any American who wants to return home. Because, see, if you don't get back, they're going to claim you didn't want to return home. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Joe Biden says, we got a long way to go. There's a lot that could still go wrong. Wow, so he hasn't even reached the depths of wrong right now. Then he said, I hope we don't have to extend beyond the deadline. Well, he extended beyond the deadline. The security environment is rapidly changing. It's changing rapidly. That's what he said. Those are his exact words. Security environment is changing rapidly, meaning he can't protect you any longer. He can't provide security. Oh, we've extended security beyond the airport. And here's what's interesting. Nobody's brought this up. Why are there gates? Why are there gates around the airport? In the NBC News report, they said every time we open the gates, 150 people flood through. And they're worried about terrorism. Huh. Kind of reminiscent of, well, let me think. Our southern border. Every time we open the gates, they flood through. Why do we have gates? Because that would be, if I were going to ask a question of Psaki, I would say, just out of curiosity, why do you even have a gate around the airport? Because aren't you about no borders? It seems like if people get in, why do they have to go through a fence? Why are they having to go through with the check-in with the Taliban to get to the American? So showing their American passport, which nobody has the guts to show. You know what showing your American passport will get you in Afghanistan right now? It'll get your butt kicked or it'll get you killed. And God forbid you're an Afghani and you're showing anything that shows why you want to leave there. Because what's the simple question? Why do you want to go? We're taken over. You should want to be with us. We're your people. Are you siding with the Americans? I mean, would you go and show papers that say, look, I'm cool to go to America? It is so counterintuitive. It is ridiculous. These people, folks, will lie to your face. Psaki, there are no stranded Americans. Look, I don't need Monsieur Hoje or Webster to tell me there are stranded Americans in Afghanistan. Holy cow. You want to hear one of them?
My heart's getting more difficult. Even when the cars pass by, I feel like they're going to stop by the door and they're going to tell them that they're going to come in and kill us. I'm really scared. Please help me whenever it's the soonest.
I can hear Biden now. That was 4 days ago. Hey, and I can hear his pundits. That's anecdotal. That's not, there aren't anybody else crying. Nobody's dying over there. They had some guy say, they've airlifted 30,000 people out of Afghanistan and there have been no deaths. No American deaths. How do you know? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We bring you truth here, baby. And I'm just telling you, when you can't speak truth with conviction, shame on you. I was telling you, I met some guys. I was out hitting some golf balls. And one guy said to me, he left this company, a Fortune 500 company. I know the company well. They were a client. And he is explaining. He says, man, I'm 65 years old. He retired 5 years ago, did very well for himself. And he said, I'm done. I don't know this world. And I said, I'm right with you, man. And it turns out we were, you know, buds. I mean, we were political buddies. And to even call it political buddies is ridiculous. We were American buddies, culturally yoked, you know, equally yoked. We understand the world that we grew up in. And by the way, it isn't a bad world. He said to me, yeah, I'm one of these guys, man. There are boys and there are girls. You know, I'm sorry. I can't get into all this. And I said, I agree totally. So that's how we started our conversation. So look, you run into the majority of people in this country are sane. And you know what they're looking for? They're looking for the strength of conviction of somebody around them. Why do you think people are gravitate to me? Do you? I know I'm drop dead gorgeous. I realize that I've got a smooth voice that you love. I realize all the things I got going for me, okay? But there are people who don't want to be or hang around me. Still, many of you do. And let me tell you what you're drawn to. It isn't my rugged good looks. It isn't my beautiful voice. It isn't whatever you like. It's because I have conviction. And I think you know it. The ones of you who do know me personally, and there's many of you out there, what, at least six that know me personally, my friends that listen to the program, you know I am no nonsense. When it comes to protecting my family, my friends, this country, standing up for what's right, I have conviction. That's the truth. So you're here for that. And I'm going to tell you right now, you gravitate to it. That's why I tell you, there's no way you get rid of an alpha male. Alpha males will figure out how to get you. I told you guys, look, if there's a movie being made and there's a bad guy and he's menacing everybody in the neighborhood or whatever, and, you know, people are fearful as he's walking around the table like Al Capone did in The Untouchables. Man, let me tell you something. I take a fork and stab Al Capone in the eye while he's still thinking about picking up that bat that he beat that dude over the head. I'm not going to fear anything. I'm not walking through life fearful. I'm not walking through life biting my tongue. Let me tell you what this is, what Biden did. It is an absolute atrocity what he's done. He isn't representing this country the way you want it to be represented. And let's just be honest about it, because nobody else seems to want to be. It's a stolen election, and the outcome of when you do something wrong is exactly what we're witnessing. And don't forget, while Biden's over here screwing the pooch in Afghanistan or getting, you know, sodomized by the Taliban, he's over here talking about, we've got FDA approval on the drug, and I hope everybody now will force people to have to get a shot. I hope they force you to get a shot. Now, he's dead wrong on one situation, and he comes back and he wants to be dead wrong on another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. They said in this NBC News report, 11,000 people have been airlifted. I told you. Now, then we heard 30,000 people over the last few hours or whatever it is, this many days. You're going to start hearing about the number of people who've gotten out of Afghanistan because they want to subterfuge. Hey, look at who we got out. So what, we left behind 5,000, you know, whatever. What was it that the general said? Well, we believe there's somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000. That's a big gap. I don't know what what the numbers are, what you're depending on, but between 5,000 and 5,100 is a range. Between 5,000 to 10,000 means I don't freaking know. Why are you asking? Come on, man. Don't make a brother have to give you a number. That's what the general should have said. They know nothing. They can't tell you how many Americans. There's no accountability. They don't know where they're located. British SAS rescued a WAPO reporter and her friends. Because Biden, who claimed he got 200 of the press out, well, apparently he forgot one. I could go on. Jake Tapper called out Psaki. Let's play that clip.
And I understand the White House wanting to reassure the nation that all Americans will ultimately be evacuated. But there are no doubt Americans who feel stranded in Afghanistan right now.
No doubt Americans are stranded. Of course there's no doubt. Because we all know the definition of stranded. It's not a big deal. See, Biden and this and these guys would do a lot better if they just told you, look, there are some people left there. We're trying to get them. It's chaotic. We screwed up. We could have done better. Whatever. But they don't. Because Biden only knows how to lie. Because liars want to cover up their incompetence. And say what you want about this buffoon, he's lasted almost five decades being one of the most incompetent politicians in the history of this nation. Why stop now?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.